Podlina.
My goodness me.
Oh, we'll get there.
Podlina. Private panel. I'm on sex watch.
Hey, do you want to wear that top?
It's good. It's round. Where are the bobbleheads?
Mr. J.
Ira Tulip.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special timely episode of Pod Lead'em. That's Top Model Podcast spelled backwards, but today we're taking a break. Imagine this is our recap episode, but it's not. We're not recapping anything except for Tyra Banks's recent interview on the brand new Drew Barrymore show. Okay, we have two special things for you this week. We're going to do her Smize Cream, sort of about Smize Cream, interview with Drew Barrymore. And then Saturday, we have a bonus episode coming your way where we're going to talk about Tyra as the host of Dancing with the Stars. And then we'll get back to Cycle 9 and China and see who takes home that Smize prize in Cycle 9.
Who's willing to dig for it?
I'm JW Crump, and a smize today is a thank you.
I'm Alexander Price, and I'm someone who enjoys warm exchanges with people.
And I'm Hannah Jane Ginsburg, and you just said gamification.
You know what's so funny is the two things you said were my other two backup quotes. Because I didn't know if I was going to introduce this one or not, because y'all know I love gamification. Like, for a little tidbit, a little peek behind the JW curtain, Scoot, I was an economics major, and I love game theory. I'm, like, literally taking a 12-hour course right now reviewing some advanced game theory online. Ooh. Yeah, it's been, like, a quarantine project to kind of re-up my learning with some current knowledge. And so when she talked about gamification, I was here for it. And she's not wrong, technically. She's not wrong.
This is the wildest 4 minutes and 21 seconds I've watched
if
in a really long time.
Told me this was a 20-minute interview, I would have bought it. Because I watched this clip three times. And
so it was a 20-minute interview.
I guess, but like... If you haven't watched it, please seek it out after this podcast.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. It is less than 5 minutes. Type in Drew Barrymore Tyra. You will find it. Y'all, you aren't ready for this.
No one was.
Tyra wasn't ready for this.
I
She didn't. She was on there to definitely talk about Smize Cream, and Drew Barrymore had a different agenda, and that was to talk about how smizing can be used to communicate through a mask in these crazy times. When has smizing ever been about actually smiling?
I'm sorry. I loved Drew's interpretation of why are we talking to Tyra right now.
She puts Tyra on this pedestal in a way that I think even Tyra was uncomfortable with, where it's as if Drew Barrymore was like, I finally got to talk to God, and God's going to... She says, I wanted Tyra... She's like, Tyra, I wanted you come on to tell us all it's going to be okay. I'm like, don't put that on Tyra.
She says the phrase, teach us, guru, and I was like, well, now it's a cult.
I was so excited that Tyra got to be the guru this time.
Absolutely. First of all, let's talk about the Tyra look like we do.
Okay, yes. This suit jacket.
I will say this. Before the actual, like, what she had on, her background might be actually the best background I've seen in a Zoom interview. I'm like, wherever Tyra is, that set decorator, or maybe
it's
her house.
I think it is her home.
I think it is her home.
She's got a lovely decorated house. That's where all the taste goes. All the taste...
Like, seriously.
It's like the opposite of Pablo Michaels. She's got all the taste.
The leaning tea on the barrel side table.
I love
it. It was really cute.
Yeah.
We got some bamboo out the back window.
Was
really
Lisa
ties
there?
Ties it into this season. She never has Tyra used her uncomfortable smile more than when they cut back to her as Drew Barrymore is just babbling.
We're about to talk about Dancing with the Stars. Like, we're recording that episode right after this one. And I feel like we have to talk about Tyra's uncomfortable live smile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so fun. So I usually refer to this, because of a friend, as the Midwestern smile.
Ooh.
Oh, sure.
In a true Midwestern smile, you see no teeth. It's like a fully closed mouth that's tipped up. Yeah. Tyra shows you like half of her teeth when she's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how she does it, but she does.
It's like the Chrissy Teigen face, but like dead in the eyes.
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely. And so Drew Barrymore. And here's the thing. I'll say I love Drew Barrymore mostly because I had an acting role where I had to play both my own character and I had to play a puppet version of Drew Barrymore.
Good. So Drew Barrymore.
I know. And so I like feel like I know so much about Drew Barrymore's career because I just watched every movie and interview she'd ever done before I played this acting role. And I still wasn't prepared for the energy that Drew Barrymore brings to this because Kelly Clarkson has now inadvertently taught a generation of our favorite celebrities that are now in their 40s and approaching 50 that they can have their own daytime talk show because it worked for Kelly.
And truly, I'm going to say, I feel bad for Drew Barrymore because this is a weird time to like start a talk show with zero audience. The problem is when I think she exhibits her anxiety as I gotta act more. And I don't know if acting, even though she is an actor, is necessarily her like gig to be pretending to be friendly.
Well, I think the other thing is much like remembering that everyone is going through smoking withdrawal on cycle 9 is remembering that everyone is going through people withdrawal right now.
Right.
So everyone is very excited to talk to other people, except Drew Barrymore took that all the way.
I like to describe the emotion that Drew Barrymore is giving us as chaotic sincerity.
That is a perfect way to phrase that.
Because I believe every word that spills out of Drew Barrymore's mouth.
But yes.
There's at one point where Tyra says something, and Drew Barrymore puts her head in both of her hands like she's a little child looking at the best candy in the store.
And like shakes her head like, I can't believe this.
And the camera decides to also zoom in while that is happening ever so subtly. And it is so funny to me. And again, Tyra, I think, is used to a lot of fan worship.
Yeah.
I truly think this is Tyra at her most like, what is this? Who is this kind of thing?
I think it really sums it up when Tyra tries to teach Drew Barrymore how to smize. And she says, what delights you, Drew? And Drew Barrymore says, my daughters make me smize. And Tyra is immediately, okay. So think about your daughters.
I was thinking spaghetti, but okay.
It is so great if you think about, though, chaotic sincerity just like bumping up against Tyra's brand of crazy.
Yeah.
Because we don't get full-on Tyra sincerity almost ever.
I think the last time we got it in Top Model was when she gave that tie necklace to the Cycle 2 girls. And she was like, I made this myself. And I was like, I believe you.
or being nervous about her hit single.
Right. That's an interesting thing, too. I think the thing is that Tyra has done so many interviews and so many appearances at this point that she is no longer nervous, while Drew Barrymore is still in a place of like full nerves.
And it's coming through that webcam.
Yeah. And it's so funny to me. I do want to transition slightly to, we have to actually talk about what Smize Cream is.
I was going to say.
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell our listeners right now, you can donate to us and support us by going to anchor.fm/podleadem. Again, that's anchor.fm/podleadem. I will use all the current donations we get to buy the three of us our own pint of Smize Cream. And every flavor, I don't care how much, I'll spend my own money. I don't care.
JW, I might not be able to eat it. I might not be able to eat it.
You're still getting it.
Okay.
You're still give it away. Who cares?
You can still dig through it and find your
surprise. Like a little puppy?
Yeah. And Alexander, remember, a smize today is a thank you. So just give it away as a thank you gift. Okay, so let's describe they revealed on Instagram. This isn't part of the interview, but they revealed on Instagram what the first flavor is going to be.
Okay. Ooh.
And it's essentially breakfast.
Okay. What?
Meaning it's
eggs and bacon?
Not eggs, but it's basically bacon and waffles with syrup.
Okay.
Is the idea behind it. Which
meatless bacon.
Meatless bacon, very specifically.
Because it's Smize O'Clock all the time.
What does that mean? She's confusing it. I have brought up Smize Cream to people and they ask, oh, it's eye cream? And I say, that would make sense.
That's what you think it would be, yes.
But I say, no. She had Tyra Beauty, and that MLM scheme failed.
Yeah.
So instead, it's Tyra's favorite thing, which is ice cream.
And here's the thing. Tyra opening an ice cream brand as kind of an entrepreneurial pet project makes a lot of sense. She has talked about her love of ice cream for decades.
Yeah.
It's just, she's really found this one word that has now become, as Drew Barrymore has basically stated, the entire thing you think of Tyra about. And I wonder if Tyra regrets making up Smize. And she's just like, that's what it's got to be called. Because everything now just has her own name. Like, I don't think she's going to call it like Tyra Cream. Or Ice Cream.
Ice Cream.
But she has to put Smize on everything now. She has to say it in every show she's in, every interview.
Yeah.
And truly now is the time to be like, hey, we're covering our mouth. Let's just reintroduce Smize to the world again.
How do we feel about the, quote, gamification? Is it a gamification or is it a manufacturing problem?
Error. Yeah. If it's purposeful, first of all, both are brilliant. If it was a manufacturing error, this pivot, smart. So if you don't understand what we're saying, she's saying that there was gamification in that per serving, which was interesting because I thought it was per pint, but maybe that is the serving, but usually it's like three servings in a pint.
I think the idea is like once you find it, that's your serving.
Maybe. But you're going to have a, basically, it feels, she used to say a truffle, and now it feels like it's a cookie dough moment.
She said truffalicious.
Truffalicious. So it's a ball of cookie dough, I think, is what we're saying. And the idea is you don't know where it is or where they are, if there's multiple ones within the ice cream. And I will say this, it is technically scratching that itch in people that loves to like search and look for and hunt. It's why word searches are still a thing. You know it's gonna be easy. You know you're gonna do it. You know you're gonna find the word.
But it hits that serotonin.
Oh yeah. And you know when you find it, I'm gonna be like, yeah, great.
Also, if it's at the bottom, it just encourages people to eat the ice cream more quickly.
Absolutely.
I still wanted a Cracker Jack prize.
Or if there's a chance that there's more than one, if it is per serving instead of per pint.
Yeah.
You just keep going.
I can't wait for the more flavor reveals. I can't wait to buy them all in triplicate. And you must. You must watch this interview. It truly will bring a smile to your face because it is, we haven't even found the cookie dough truffle yet.
There's a portion where Tyra is coaching Drew through smizing that feels like a very culty, it is to end in some sort of like orgiastic scream. I don't know, behind the mask, silent orgiastic scream.
Drew Barrymore, especially when doesn't fit.
My favorite heavy metal band.
You see Drew Barrymore going through every single emotion also behind her mask. I'm watching Alexandra JW do right now, it's amazing. But at one point, and this was where I felt like I had gone crazy, Tyra says that when you're successfully smizing, your mouth goes numb.
When was that ever a thing?
I don't know.
I never heard that.
It's like you're diverting so much energy into the upper half of your face that you just can't feel the bottom half anymore.
I also think that it really, especially watching this season where we've seen so many judges tell women to smile and that'll fix everything. She contradicts herself in this being like, you can't just smile with your mouth. And I'm like, you've literally told Victoria, Ebony, Jenna that you need to smile with your mouth.
Well, she has reinvented that now. We're going into the past where Tyra hadn't invented smizing yet.
I think a great way to end this is to talk about how this interview ends, which is...
Y'all, again, you can't be ready for this. And again... feels like neither of them were ready for this.
No. So Tyra's like,
who's producing? Who's, is Drew also her own producer?
She's everything.
Feels that way.
Drew, Tyra's like, I'm just like, you're one of those people that I'm like, why are we not friends? And I think she said it in an offhanded way. But this energizes Drew Barrymore, where she starts basically screaming, misquoting Casablanca.
She sets up, listeners, you have to listen to it to yourself, but she sets up so hard, you know, just like they say at the end of Casablanca, and then butchers the quote. And I'm like, don't set it up that hard if you don't know it, that's fine.
It was so beautiful.
We get some shitty old space work, and then they're like, the full celebrity, like, well, I'll have my people give my number to your people. And I'm like, if this friendship ever happened, Tyra would immediately leave, go to brunch, and Tyra would be like, this is not for me.
I'm trying to it's the equivalent of when someone asks you for your number and you really don't want to give it. So you're like, well, let me just take your number.
Yes.
And then I'll contact you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tyra has is mm-hmm. very scared of that she's going to be the Naomi Campbell in this relationship.
I wonder.
She's so rare to see her out crazied and out energized.
It is. It's kind of fascinating, actually. Especially because Tyra is so rarely not in the position of power.
Yeah.
You know, to see her not in the position of power and also not be the one giving the most it's truly a fascinating interview for a lot of reasons.
And if you think we're fascinating, you should rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. We'll be back next Wednesday with a regular episode, but take this time to give us a rating, throw us a like. Follow us on Spotify.
Pre-order your Smize Cream if you can.
Follow Smize Cream.
That is a breakfast truffle, y'all.
Just a pick and a blanket, I guess.
You can find me anywhere at Yet Charming.
I'm available on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I take office hours on Twitter at JW Krupp.
And be sure to use the hashtag Podleadem and Leader Rebel whenever you talk about us so that we can feel some of what Tyra felt in this interview. So for Podleadem, I've been Alexander Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm JW Krupp.
And we'll see you on top.
Podleadem is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.